So, like, I'm terrified, right? So now, but now I won't back down. She won't back down. And now I think she's pretty much just mocking me. She's like, great, I can't wait to get home tonight and get my pussy eaten. Like, so keep in mind, we live together. And we go back to our place because, you know, and I decided we'd go into her bedroom because I figured that was, like, that's what I was used to, like, leaving, you know, after sex. So we go into her room. And we turn off the light. We turn the lights down, not enough. And she just takes off her pants, you know, her cargo pants. Sorry, lesbians. I know you dress better than me. But she takes them off and then she lays down. She goes, let's go. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, I thought she would do it first, you know, to me, like that, and then I could just be like, oh, well, I fall asleep afterwards. And that would be like my nice, you know, like welcoming initiation into lesbianism, and it would be nice. But since she's on to me, she's not having that. So she's like, no, prove it, go ahead. So I was like, all right, can't wait. Get your pussy. I'm stalling pretty much as I can above her. I'm doing like a weird, I don't know what, I'm just like. I'm like, hoping, I'm like, maybe she'll just like pass out or something if I stay up here. And I'm like, well, maybe I do like a weird dance down to her vagina. And I keep my eyes closed and I think, it can't be that bad. Like, it's like, maybe it won't look like mine. Maybe mine's just off and I can. And I'll enjoy this, right? So I get down there and I get ready and I open my eyes and I see it and I'm like, oh shit, no, 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 no. Like, it looks just like mine, right? Except hers looked like it'd been camping for a while. Now I'm like, okay, I don't want to back down, but I don't want to touch it. I don't want to touch it. Nothing against vaginas, by the way. I don't want to ruin anyone's night tonight. Have sex. We thank you. Men, thank you very much for your service. We appreciate it. We do. Keep going on in there, yes. But for me, I'm like, I don't want to do this. So now I'm thinking, like, what can I do to make her feel good, but not come in physical contact with what I see in front of me? Like, how can I get away with this and then still be like, I did it, you know? So all I can think of, oh, I told you guys this is embarrassing. So all I can think of is I close my eyes and I just go. And she was like, did you just blow on my vagina? And I said, yeah, I love it when guys do that to me, right? And she was like, oh my God, maybe you do want to be a lesbian. If that's what guys are doing to you, it's wrong. Like, I was like, oh, maybe I didn't do it hard enough. It was like I was at a DUI checkpoint, you know? And finally, after like a good 4 minutes of me doing that, I was like getting lightheaded. She goes, Sarah, forget it. You don't have to do this, just forget it. And I was like, oh my God, thank you. Like, that's a good friend, right? Like, that's a really good friend. She didn't let me humiliate myself any further. She didn't make me admit that it, when she just goes, just forget it. And she kind of like reached down and she's like pulled me away and put me up here, like put her head here. And I was like, thank you, Rebecca, you're such a good friend. And then I said, well, wait, you're still gonna do it to me, right? And she is a good friend, because you know what she said? She goes, you know what? Sure. And then she got down there. Fair enough.